Hi, it's Eben Pagan. Today, I'm talking to my new friend, Mike Koenigs. I've been getting to know Mike over the last year or so, and the more I get to know about him, the more I realize that this guy is on the cutting edge of one of the most important marketing innovations in history. Turns out that Mike has been producing video for a long time now. He's actually worked professionally with big companies that you've probably heard of, and including people in the information marketing industry, bigs like Tony Robbins and so forth. He also was introduced to me, if I can drop another name, by our mutual friend Frank Kern, and he's done a lot of work with Frank. And I've now seen what Mike can do in several different situations, and after kind of watching some of the amazing things that he's produced and seeing the depth and breadth of his technical knowledge, I said, you know what, Mike, I got to talk you into doing an interview for my group because I've got this big group of business owners and they really need to learn to use what you are teaching. Also, something I didn't mention but that's very important is that Mike is the creator of the Traffic Geyser platform. And Traffic Geyser is this great tool that you should check out because it allows you to take one video and distribute it to all of the different video services online. And I'll get Mike to talk a little bit about how that service works and how you can use it to great advantage. So without further ado, welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eben. It's nice being here.
So just talk a little bit here. You know, I know a little bit about your background there, but will you talk a little bit about how you got into video and how this turned into a focus for you, and particularly using video to market online?
Yeah. I'll do my best to give you a short version. So I grew up in a little tiny town in south central Minnesota called Eagle Lake, population 763. I think they're up in the 2000s now, but my parents still live in the same house I grew up in. Been married 40-some-odd years, but I have a high school education. And really what I learned to do early on is I taught myself how to program. So I always liked gadgets and stuff like that, and I've always loved movies and video games. And my first real job was writing video games, actually, for one of the first Macintosh game companies. And I always loved marketing, and I used to study. Do you remember the JS&A ads that were in Popular Science magazine that Joe Sugarman wrote?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the JS&A was Joe Sugarman and Associates. Well, I used to fill out the bingo cards. They called them those little postcards on the back of magazines, and I'd circle all the dots and get tons of junk mail. I just loved studying junk mail. So I always loved marketing, even though I didn't understand it and know what it was. I just thought it was interesting. And along the way, of course, I was very interested in film and video, but all that technology was way out of my hands. But I imagined it. I thought about it a lot, and I eventually met two brothers who had made 5 feature-length science fiction movies by the time they graduated from college. Mm-hmm. We quickly became fast friends, and we started working on independent films together. And that love of that, combined with, this is in the early days where, you know, if you want to do animation, you had to basically write software to do it. There was almost no animation software available, and microcomputers were still fairly primitive. But I bought some of the earliest hardware available for doing video graphics. It was called the True Vista system from, I don't even remember who made the, it's an AT&T product at the time. I started experimenting with film and video. QuickTime version 0.7 came out sometime later and the Mac could interface with video. But we started combining all this stuff together and we started an agency called Digital Cafe. We started doing this in about 88 or 89, and by 91 we had a real company and we were doing photo retouching and video captures for advertising agencies and making little independent features on the side. Well, eventually we sold the company. That was in 99. In 2000 we made a feature film. It was the very first high definition feature made, or independent feature film. We used the George Lucas camera that they later on shot the next Star Wars movies on, because they actually did it in video, in high def, not in film. But over the course of that, you know, I got to refine some skills, work with a lot of talented editors and, you know, all this other stuff. And then finally it all kind of came together a couple years later. I started buying information products, you know, from SiteSell. If you remember, Make Your SiteSell from Ken Evoy and Declan Dunn were some of my mentors. I'm on my way back clock, but the bottom line is, you know, my combined knowledge of software, video, film, entertainment, video games sort of coalesced. And I went to one of Armin Morin's first events. And while I was there, I just had a big brainstorm. And I thought, well, what if I put this together with my knowledge of video and love of direct marketing, made a couple calls, and I got introduced to tons of huge infomercial guys, started interviewing them, and I created one of my first big products, which became the Infomercial Toolkit. And with that, I started putting video online. This is back before YouTube even existed. And, you know, just started making all this stuff, you know, work together. And Infomercial Toolkit led into Traffic Geyser because we needed some way of using video and doing distribution. So I think I probably jumped all over about in 20 different directions at once. But you can kind of, you know, I have a weird eclectic background, no practical education of any sort other than I just like figuring stuff out, playing with gadgets and making stuff.
Well, I think we get the point here, which is you understand business, you understand marketing, you understand technology, and you understand video. And we're at a time in history where it seems like that intersection is one of the biggest opportunities for selling stuff that has ever existed. And it's
absolutely
especially important, I think, and you know, I imagine you'd agree, especially important for the little guy, you know, who doesn't have a Fortune 500 company but wants to get a huge leg up and an advantage in the world and who can learn this stuff quickly and do it themselves from their computer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think the way I describe it now is if you look at what the internet really represents, if you take all the flash and glitz away, distribution is completely changed. Newspapers, magazines, books, radio, music, the stock market, advertising business, retail, travel. You got iTunes is the number one music retailer in the world now. You've got television can't figure out what the hell they're going to do. They're starting to try to experiment. Hulu.com is one of those sites where they're putting, you know, television content online, but people are skipping past ads. Advertising agencies have been able to essentially operate unaccountably for a long time. And the only practical solution to selling, in my opinion, in the future now is through direct marketing. There is no real reason why there needs to be a middleman between the customer and you, the provider and producer, because, you know, customer service can all be done online. Most of it's self-service. You look at what the airlines have done. You know, everything is being slipstreamed. So if, in my opinion, if you're not direct, you know, you're out of luck. And what that really means is if you have, If you drew a little circle and you called it the U circle, and then you had another circle which was your pot of gold, in order for you to get the pot of gold, you have to sell something, whether it's a product, service, or content, to a customer. And the only missing piece here is the media, its distribution. It's somehow that prospect needs to find out about you and your stuff, learn about it, get educated, understand the value. You have to prove to them that it works, and then sell to them, and then sell to them over and over and over again. And in the old days, we were dependent upon some sort of man in between you and that customer, whether it was a distributor or a publisher or shipping or, you know, whatever it is. And all that stuff has largely become irrelevant. It's really about how quickly, how cheaply, how fast can you create a relationship with a customer who's going to buy from you over and over and over again?
Yeah.
Sounds so bloody simple, but that's really what it is. And that's the beauty of this is now anyone can broadcast a concept, a message, an advertisement, a marketing, whatever, worldwide in a matter of minutes, basically completely free of charge.
All right. So let's maybe zoom in for a second here. And talk to, I mean, you gave a great outline there of what business is really all about. And maybe we can talk to how video can help you do that. I mean, this word content is everywhere now. Everybody's using the word content, content, content. And unfortunately, I think that it's already getting worn out, almost like the word marketing. And I don't think anybody knows what it means. So
yes.
Could you maybe talk a little bit about what content is and what's the difference between just content and valuable content and content that helps, you know, get qualified buyers and helps convert prospects to sales and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I'll send you through what I call the content value chain. It's like seven steps between the worst stuff and what I would say is the best stuff. This is the stuff that essentially you've been given permission to enter into someone's life and feed them whatever you want, whenever you want to, and they're going to love you for it and basically do whatever you tell them to do. Mm. All right? So the first step, and all this is really about content. So the first one would be what I would call spamvertising. It's just pure junk that no one wants to watch, and it's just all about me, and it's not about you, the buyer, and it's not benefits driven. So it would just be a bad message. And this is what newbies might publish if they were trying to pass off an MLM or a get-rich-quick scam, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The next tier is what I would call advertising, which you know it's an ad, and unless you're being entertained, most of us ignore it. And more than ever before, I've heard the stats before, I don't even know what it is, but it's something insane, like the number of times we're bombarded with advertising a day is in the thousands now. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah, it's in the thousands. So, I actually read one statistic where it was in the tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's
I've seen that one too.
Hard to comprehend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Given the fact that inside of probably 25 years, it's probably gone from hundreds to let's say it's in the thousands per day.
Yeah, right.
So it's made us cynical and immune to the effects. And again, I think it's only because television advertising has been essentially unaccounted for, because there isn't direct response. I mean, infomercials are not that, but traditional television advertising, brand advertising, it's meaningless. You know, and I like it. I was in that business for a long time, but at the end of the day, if there isn't a direct relationship between how much money I'm spending and how much money I'm making, there's an old saying in the advertising world, which is, I know 50%. Of what I'm doing and what I'm spending isn't working if I only knew which half it was.
Mm. Exactly.
So that's number two, advertising. Number three would be marketing. This would be something that the direct response industry has done for us. In other words, a well-written sales letter that has personality. And we look at it and go, you know, we might be entertained, we might be intrigued, and it causes us to take action and buy something. And marketing can be really good. It can be bad. But I'd rank it number three on the value chain. And the number four is education. It's educational content that's basically helping me. It's how-to. It's benefits-driven. It shows me a beginning, a middle, and end. It gets me from point A to point B. And number five is edutainment. That's when I'm being entertained and educated at the same time. And I think Frank Kern, for example, does a spectacular job of that. You know, he opens up, he brings you in, he shows you something, and you laugh along with him. And number six is entertainment. Now, it doesn't really have anything necessarily to do with marketing, although product placement has changed that now that there's product placement all over the place on TV. But the whole idea is, you know, you're a lot more likely to relax with this and let it seep into your mind and affect you in some way or another, whether you're going to buy something or not. And the seventh one, which is, it's hard to put your head around it as a content creator, but it's what I call family or insider, partner, friend, confidant information. And again, I think Frank has done a remarkable job of that, because here's a guy who's getting away with making 20 to 40 minute videos that are educational, they're entertaining, and you know, he's one of these guys who can get up on a stage and start using every four letter word in about 5 minutes and the audience loves it. You know, it's like he gains the permission and trust, and he has this amazing rapport. And whether we call it mass control or whatever that magical thing is, not everyone has that special it that he has. But he gets away with it in such a way that, you know, people are just crazy for whatever he's going to make next, and they'll buy anything he makes.
Hmm.
And that's, again, I hope that wasn't too long-handed, but I think most of us kind of fall somewhere in between the marketing and the education space, because entertaining and edutaining takes a while. And then once someone's in your life and you create, let's say, a membership site or something like that, you can create that insider, that partner, that friend. But it's a matter of building rapport, building trust, and for someone seeing the proof and the deliverables along the way that allows you to you know, be inside someone's family, be a trusted advisor.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you on this. In fact, I've considered this a lot myself. This is an amazing little scale that allows you to see these different things relative to each other and see how they can roll up and combine and synergize to make something even more powerful. The way I like to think of it almost is, at the higher level, someone either feels like they're an insider to your life or they don't. And mm-hmm. when I feel like I'm an insider, like I'm behind the scenes, man, that has incredible influence power, you know?
You are so right.
Yeah, and when you can have someone feel that way and have them be entertained and educated, well, you know what it leads to really is, you know, if I'm getting a piece of spam advertising or even some advertising or marketing, I don't really trust you necessarily, right? You're going to have to work to get me to trust you. Whereas
Absolutely.
When I get to those higher levels and I'm in that family or that insider realm, I have trust. And so if you say, hey, buy this thing, it's good, I trust you. You know?
That's right.
And most people don't know how to accomplish that. And something tells me that you're about to explain how to use video to do just that.
Yeah, I definitely will get there. And I think maybe a couple important things for people to know. I'm going to rattle off a couple statistics that I think are really relevant to put some of this in context. So here's the first one. And this is from eMarketer. They're like an industry watchdog. They keep track of statistics, and they're kind of like the Nielsen, in my opinion, a little more trustworthy, but they're like the Nielsen of the internet.
Okay.
So this is in December of 2007, so not too long ago, there were 10 billion videos watched online in the United States. Now, I know that in February, that number was already up to something like 12 billion. So the number is increasing very, very rapidly. And in terms of volume, 52% of all web traffic was made up of video. And, you know, proof of that is the fourth most popular site online has been YouTube. So you've got search engines are the only thing preceding that. So again, just in terms of sheer volume. And this is something that's really interesting. 141 million Americans viewed online video in December.
Hmm.
Okay, so you're basically looking at half the United States population. More than half if you take into account kids and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So the next one is, and this is my addition, but video listings. So if you put a video on one of the sites, and I've got a long list of what we consider the most popular, most significant sites that you want to focus on, but if you put it online, they show up in Google usually within about 10 minutes to an hour. The shortest I've seen is about 3.5 minutes. In other words, you put a video online and then you search for whatever that title is. Boom, it's in Google. And then the longest I've seen is about 24 hours.
Hmm.
Now, if you compare that to, say, doing a blog entry or putting up a new page on a website, it's usually at a minimum days, usually weeks or months before your content's included and shows up in the search engines. So just purely from a visibility point of view, what this means is, oh, and here's another, oh, by the way, over 1 billion users have internet access right now, computer users worldwide, and there are over 2.2 billion cell phones in use worldwide. And if you also add the hundreds of millions of portable media devices like iPods and compatible gadgets, you know, and from a planetary point of view, you can communicate with most of the connected world through the internet using video right now.
So you're saying that you've seen a video, you've put it, uploaded mm-hmm. a video, or you've seen someone upload a video, and 3.5 minutes later, it was listing,
yep.
it was ranked on Google?
Yes. In fact, I did one. This was really interesting. when I did a video, it's the video that is still on our sales page on Traffic Geyser. It was this time when it was one of the first videos ever made with Frank. We sat down and we had met each other and talked, and I told him about Traffic Geyser, and he just thought it was cool. And he goes, well, won't we make a video? And if it's good enough, I'll share it with my list. So I'm like, all right. So I go over there. We sit down. He asks me the same kind of questions you are right now. What is this thing? How's video search work? And that sort of thing. He says, well, let's try it out. I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, the cameras are rolling nonstop. So we just turn the camera over to the computer, turn it on. He took a little video that he had made. And this is right before he launched Mass Control. We submitted it in real time. And 11 minutes after we submitted, he was in Google. And he showed up with the keyword phrases that we chose. And he was like, holy crap. And I'll be the first to admit to that after doing that, that's when, you know, my career in terms of visibility just like immediately was legitimized. It wasn't like I was doing anything different. But, you know, when you ever hear about overnight success, I have to say, you know, Frank was instrumental in creating a huge pop. I mean, we literally increased our sales volume by a full third within a couple weeks after making this video. Mm. And I think it's when Frank and I really started working together and doing a lot more stuff too. So, but you know, everyone loves proof, and that you know leads us to the most important thing. You know, when we're talking about education, you know, good marketing, the best infomercials, if you look back at Joe Sugarman's Blue Blocker sunglasses commercial, which is, you know, goes down in history as a classic because he sold over $1 billion worth of sunglasses on television. That in itself is mind-bogglingly crazy. But here's a guy walking down a sidewalk in Venice Beach, giving people a pair of sunglasses, and you couldn't set it up better than this. He says, would you put this on and tell me what you see? So you never are looking at, you know, through the camera's eyes. You're just looking at reaction shots. And people are like, oh, my God, holy cow. And then they don't want to give the sunglasses back. So it was all about proof. And that's the beauty of video, is you can immediately show the before and after. You can show proof. You can show process in so little time and tie in emotion. And it's an opportunity for someone to look at you and go, you know what? I like this person. I trust them. What they're talking about is relevant to me. They've shown me that it works. I see proof. And, you know, you have to get past the disbelief phase, you know, if you've got a cynical audience. But, you know, sometimes if you're watching, unless you're looking at a professional trained actor, but we're a lot more tuned to trust people who are ordinary like us. And if we see ordinary people react, respond, and talk about something, and you can just tell it's not too slick and too canned, boom, instant credibility, and you'll at least get that sale. And from that point on, just because distributing video content is so easy and so cheap now, and we'll talk more about that in a moment, but now you've got an opportunity to maintain that relationship. And even if you don't have more stuff to sell, you can say, well, here's some other things you might be interested in buying if you're going to operate like an affiliate. And I believe that, you know, someone with a reasonable size list, and I'm talking about around 10,000 people, can make a good multi-six-figure a year income just recommending other people's stuff.
Hmm. And a real business can obviously do a lot better than that.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no reason why, you know, I can't quote numbers here, but let's just say some people that we know in common who have lists that are far under 100,000 names in the, you know, 50,000 range can make $5-7 million a year just doing direct response information product sales alone. Mm. I'd say that's pretty acceptable with minimal staff. We're talking about under 5 full-time people and a couple contractors.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's incredible. We both know some of these folks that make that kind of money with those tiny teams. And, you know, and again, you know, if they can do that with a small staff and a small list, you know, big businesses can do so much better. And we've seen that happen as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's that good old ratio. It's how many businesses do you know that average $1 million per employee a year?
Right.
There aren't many. I mean, that's the beauty of information marketing. And again, I'd say that from a, you know, a democratic point of view, there there doesn't have to be a difference between the little guy working out of his house and his ability to generate massive revenue. And I think the common denominator amongst all these is, how are you using video to build and maintain relationships with your customers and your prospects?
You also mentioned there the value of having the candid video, you know, the believable video.
Yep.
I just had a friend of mine just sent me over a video that he had produced for him to market something he's working on right now. And it was fancy, and it was all done with, you know, a script and cartoons. And, you know, I could tell that some time, effort, energy, and money went into this thing.
Yep.
And I emailed him back, and I basically said, hey, you know, I think you'd do a lot better if you just put a little camera in front of you and you just talk about what you've got and how valuable it is. And you explain how you came up with it. You talk through the, you know, the key objections, and then you make an offer.
Yep.
Because, you know, the immediacy of video now, I mean, you see famous people on there, you know, on YouTube doing these little 2-minute video clips with them sitting around their house. And there's something about that realness that's important. What are your thoughts there?
Reality TV, man. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. I'll start with that because I love movies. I love the media. I love television. I love making it, more importantly. And I think it's a matter of, at the end of the day, all of us are, you're going to have to help me out with the word I'm looking for, when we love to watch other people, we're...
Voyeuristic.
Voyeuristic, exactly. And whatever it is, the human condition, and this isn't something I'm proud of being a human being, but anytime there's an accident, anytime there's blood on the road, what happens on the highway, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it's about drama. And today I was down on the beach with my son and my wife, and this is right down in La Jolla at the shores. And some guy walks up and he wants us to sign a release. And it turns out he had mistakenly thought my son had been pulled out by a lifeguard just before. And I found out that there's basically the equivalent of a show being shot on La Jolla shores right now that's like Cops. They just follow people around who are getting hurt at the beach. And they try to turn it into a drama show. And I don't know if it's being televised yet or if they're just doing photography. But we know some people who are in the surfing training business, and they just said, stay away from these people. They're rotten. You know, they're basically just looking for hurt people, and all once they instantly have the camera in their face. And one of the people, it was Frank's wife, you know, said they were really happy the other day because someone broke their neck. And I guess the point I'm trying to make here is, there's something about, you know, being close to someone's pain and being close to someone's life. And it's the same thing when you look at the tabloids and that sort of thing. There's something about that intrigues us. So I'm not recommending that we go down that path, but I think the you know, American Idol, we all love to see either famous people fall or the little guy make it big. You know, come from nowhere, the instant overnight success. There's something really interesting and intriguing about that. And it's some weird equalizer. And I don't know how useful this will be, but I think it's valuable because it's going, you know, going through these kind of conversations right now are going to make us better marketers later on. And the more we understand about human psychology and how to wrap that in, and it creates interest. And after all, it's about getting past the noise that makes our content that much more interesting and palatable.
Yeah, I mean, there really are certain situations or scenarios or setups or things that create a type of psychological tension that we're naturally drawn to as people. And even if you watch a futuristic movie that's set 1,000 years in the future or whatever, the storyline is still the same. You know,
yep.
It's still about relationships and drama and betrayal and cheating and, you know, people getting shot and people that are in conflict and all that kind of thing. We're just naturally drawn to that. And I'm with you in that you don't want to take that stuff and, like, go over to the dark side and, you know, all of a sudden be, you know, kind of a hate monger and, you know, you're promoting a bunch of negative stuff.
Yeah, but, AM conservative radio.
Yeah, exactly. But you... you want to know this so that you can play up the parts that are going to be most interesting to your prospects, right? And finding that balance is, That's one of our jobs as professional marketers, really.
It really is. I'm gonna give you a weird dark one yesterday that left an indelible imprint on my brain. And again, I don't know how useful this will be, but I came home. I was in just came home from a flight, jumped in my car, and I turned on the radio, and it was the Dr. Drew show. You remember how Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew used to have, it's kind of like a sex talk or something like that, and they have a lot of teens call in. And they had just finished, some band was in there, and they were clearly young. They must have been in their 20s. They've just finished playing, and they took a caller, and you heard this girl's voice, and they were asking, you know, some sex questions. And this person was asking about a sex change operation. It became apparent that this was actually a guy because they asked some part questions. And this guy who sounds like a woman because she's taken estrogen says, well, she wanted to know about what was going to happen during her operation or his operation when she was going to become a her. And they said, well, you're in a relationship. And he said something about my boyfriend. And how my boyfriend didn't know I was a guy until after we had had sex.
You're blowing my mind here, Mike.
And these guys, you know, the band starts, you know, roaring out. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, if you're not at the edge, on the edge of your seat. And they go, well, was he mad? And she says, well, or he says, he was at first, but then he didn't mind and he really, really liked it. And, of course, they take a commercial break, and everyone's like, oh, man, we're going to keep this one on here. But they're talking amongst themselves. And it was like, I talk about twisted. Yeah. I mean, I've never even thought about stuff like this before. Yeah. And but they definitely, I mean, I thought, holy cow, this is how you keep people stuck during commercial breaks. Is talk about weird, twisted stuff. And, you know, and they did. They took a couple moments before they left for the commercial and kind of set it up for, you know, what happens here. And Dr. Drew's, in his very practical way, saying, you know, I don't really know too much about this stuff. And passing it on where the band is just screaming, you know, they just can't wait to get back to this. So, like I said, I don't know how useful this is, but it just goes to show how weird. And I mean, if you opened up and did, like, let's just say we did a Frank Kern style thing here, where you open up with something like that, and then all of a sudden, and now we're going to learn about the seven practical steps to creating a marketing offer. You know, and you're going to come back, you're going to stick, because maybe he's going to continue talking about that weird stuff. So
exactly,
it's just a matter of how you whet the appetite.
Yeah, great point. On a practical level, though, how could somebody make some really valuable, interesting content that would use this approach, but they wouldn't have to have someone who is about to have a sex change but didn't tell their boyfriend until after they had, you know, like...
Yeah, exactly. Da-da-da-da! All right, so let's talk about... I'm going to split this in two segments. So the first part is how to create great content. Really, really cheap, fast, and easy. And then the other one is how to distribute it, because we've kind of been talking about content and distribution. And then we'll bring this home and talk about, okay, how's that translate into making money, creating cash, building a list, and having a long-term relationship with a customer who's going to buy from you over and over and over again. How's that?
Yeah, excellent. And let's keep in mind here, too, that you know, a lot of folks listening to this may have not, you know, may have a really successful business that does many millions of dollars a year in sales and just wants to get into using video to grow their already successful business. And I'm sure some people listening to this will, you know, maybe have a little bit experience or have a smaller business, but, you know, let's make it relevant for everyone.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to give you two little case studies. One is going to be one that everyone can use, and then I'm going to use one that you might be able to use if you have an existing business already. And you just don't know how much great content you already have. So I'm going to give you my content formula that I recommend everyone has or everyone uses. And what it's going to do is establish you as an expert. It's going to create a highly educated customer that's ready to buy and that trusts you and has a high degree of confidence in you and is going to be open to a long-term ongoing relationship, which is, you know, ultimately what it's about. And this is why when we're talking about the scale, the stages, and we said that education is really important, as is edutainment, those are two things that we can definitely grab people with. So the first thing that I tell everyone to do, and this works for every single business imaginable, I don't care what your product, service, or whatever is, I guarantee you have a top 10 list of questions that people ask you. And that's whether you're an author, you're a teacher, you're a plumber, you're a locksmith, you're a jeweler. It doesn't matter what your specialty is. Someone asks you questions and you get the same stuff all the time. Fair enough?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is the next step, which that I think is really, really critical. And that is, there are, if you went to any one of those professionals and they get the same 10 questions basically all the time, and then you'd said, well, I'd like you to answer all the questions that people ask you. And they'll say, yeah, but that doesn't really help because people don't know what they don't know yet. And I'm like, exactly. Because the next step you're going to do is you're going to answer the top 10 questions people should be asking you. And that's where the gold is, because this is where you differentiate you, your product, your service, your particular expertise, the distinctions between your product and someone else's, the competitive advantages, the benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to tune someone to saying, oh, yeah, I get it. And these are the because things. So what you do, and what I tell anyone to do, is you take, grab a little yellow pad, go to your favorite restaurant or your favorite place where you like to eat, drink, relax, that's non-alcoholic, so you have your brain, and you brainstorm with yourself, and you give yourself a treat. So if it's at Starbucks or your favorite noodle joint or whatever it is, and you write down what are the top 10 questions people ask me, boom, you'd be able to rattle those off. I don't care who you are, what you are, you can do that in 10, 15, 20 minutes easy. And then, what are the top 10 questions that people should be asking you, given the fact that you've educated them a little bit? And this is where you get to tell them what you want to tell them, but you got to present it in the form of Q&A. And then what you can do is find a friend or go to Craigslist and hire an interviewer or go to guru.com. And you know what I've been able to do? I've actually hired a television news anchor for a half a day for as little as $250. I'm talking about someone who's on San Diego television, who's done videos for me before, and they even write their own scripts. But you can sit down, grab a camcorder, put it on a tripod, or you can even take a little flip minnow camera or flip camera, and you set it up, and you have someone interview you, or you just do it over the phone and record it like we're doing right now. And you go through, and each one of those represents an individual video. So you're going to end up with 20 little videos. And then the last one you do, this will be the 21st video, the 21st video, will be tell me who you are, what you got, what it'll do for me, and what to do next. That's going to basically be your offer. So if it's Joe Plumber, it's going to be, hi, my name is Joe the Plumber. I have 25 years of experience doing this, this, and this. What makes me different is I do this, this, and this. And one of the things that I offer is anyone who tries me out for the first time, I'm going to give them a 25% discount, first-time customers only, just to prove to you that I know what I'm doing, I guarantee you my work, I'm fully bonded, yada, 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 yada. Anyway, it's about 3 minutes long. And, you know, you can get all 21 of those little things made probably in about an hour and a half. And what you'll end up doing, there's a whole bunch of things that you can do with this. One of them is, I was talking to a woman today who's an attorney. Turns out she knows a lot about copyright, trademark, and patents. And anyone in the information marketing business should know this stuff. And I told her the same thing. I said, why don't you make all these little videos? And what you'll do is you'll put all of them out on a bunch of networks. So YouTube and Google Video, and there's about 35 different video services. And I'll explain how to do that really easily in a moment. But you could spread it out manually, and all things come back to your offer. For her, her offer video would be, hi, my name is so-and-so. I've been doing patents for 25 years. I've worked with some of the biggest software companies in the world, and I've been awarded over 250 patents, okay, which is true. This is this person. And then what I'd like to offer you is I'd like to give you the top 20 things you need to know about patents, trademarks, and copyrights, absolutely free of charge. Just enter your name, your email address, and I'll send them to you right away. And, most people, if I said, hey, I'll give you 20 great things from this really, knowledgeable patent attorney, most people would probably sign up if you're interested in that, right?
Yeah, of course.
So, And again, it doesn't matter what business you're in. If you're selling cars, I'll teach you the top 10 ways to know if a car salesman is lying to you. How to get the best deal. The best, and one of the questions is, what's the best day to come into a car dealership to get the best deal? How can you tell when the guy's lying to you? How do you negotiate so you don't get screwed? How can you really tell what invoice is? Or whatever it is. I'm just pulling these things out of my you-know-what. But you get the idea. All this is all about appealing to the sense of getting the best deal, making the right decision, not getting taken advantage of, knowing if someone is telling you the truth, and really determining if you can trust this person. And if you're a car dealer and you're put together information like that, do you think people who listen to you would trust you after that? You know, do you think you'd trust an attorney who came clean? Would you trust the plumber who comes clean and he says, here's how you can tell if a plumber is screwing you over? You know, you're building instant trust and instant credibility. What's happening is when you distribute all these little videos, every one of those videos are going to send you back to the website where you're collecting information. And in our world, we call it a squeeze page to capture a name and an email to generate a lead. And that's where you're going to get all 20 of these videos instead of just the one. The whole idea is each one becomes a little money magnet that's out there answering someone's question. How to know if you're getting screwed by a car dealer would be the name of one of them. How to get the best price on a car. How to know what invoice price is on a car. You know, these are things that people are typing and searching for all the time. They're the top questions people ask. So the whole idea is every single business, you at least can make 21 videos. It's a 21 video system, and each one individually becomes a little money magnet. Driving them back to a lead page. And what I'm describing is something that works like a charm.
And at the end of each of these videos, you put your little 3-minute offer.
Yep. Actually, what I'd do is if you'd like all of these videos, come here. So yeah, you could put the little offer there, or you just put a little tag. If you'd like 19 more of these videos, just go to mydomain.com, or you could even put a phone number in there and send them to a voicemail system that just says, hey, thanks for calling. This is Bob the Plumber. If you'd like to receive all the videos, just leave your name, your email address, and your phone number here, and I'll be sure you get all of them.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
Simple. Yep. Now, I don't mean to get into the weeds here.
Yeah. No,
go ahead.
Or
too simple, but you said flip video. Will you just talk about what a flip video is and how they work?
Yeah, there's a little company. Their website is The Flip, I believe. If you just type in flip video in Google, you'll get it. But it's a little portable camcorder. It's actually the top selling camcorder in the world right now for good reason. It costs between $100 and $150 bucks, depending on the model you get. And it's all solid state. It has built-in memory and a USB plug built in. It looks like a little switchblade when you flip this little lever. The USB port just flips open. You plug it into your computer. You can download the video. It even has the software already on the camera that, you know, editing, all you got to do is open it up, double click on the video, it opens up, and you can trim the front and the back off if it's not just right. And it's got a one click to upload to YouTube if you want, or a one click to save. And the video is good enough that you could actually put it on a DVD. And in fact, Bob Serling did that in his last product. He actually shot all of his videos on a little flip, and he put them online on his website to sell his course, and he also did some of his instructional videos with it. So it's good enough for most people to make little tiny ads, answer these questions. For $150 bucks, you can't go wrong. There's no tape. There's nothing to learn, because all there is an on and off switch and a red button to record.
Fantastic.
You can't mess it up. Yeah, so it's a great value. And for anyone who's like afraid of video, doesn't know about video, it's what I tell them. And you can shoot great video if all you have are just ordinary lights in your house or sunlight or whatever. Everything's automated and automatic. Click the red and it'll store an hour on each. And then if it fills up, you just plug it in your computer, dump the video, and tell it to erase all the stuff that was on there.
Great.
Stupid
yeah,
simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we're both familiar with, like I mentioned earlier, so many different people are using this kind of raw, handheld kind of street footage, even in professional video these days, you know, you can put that little thing. I mean, I've even seen people carrying around. They got that little tripod that it sits on, so you can put it on a tabletop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they come with it or whatever, but I mean, it's a little thing that
it's $15
bucks for it.
Yep, for the little tripod. Yep.
Great.
And the new one even has rechargeable batteries, and it recharges itself while it's plugged into your computer.
Hmm.
So it's like, you know, how, you just can't go wrong. There's nothing to learn. There's nothing to go wrong. There's nothing to break. There's nothing to wear out. It's all just click and play. And it comes in a little bag that while it's in the bag, it actually cleans the lens for you. And they just figured everything out.
That's
it's
fantastic.
So smart. Yeah.
It's great.
You want to talk about distribution real fast? I kind of hinted at it, but I'm going to tell you the fast, easy way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly where we need to go here. And I'm hoping maybe you could get just a little bit more into the technical aspect as well, just for folks that might, you know, have a little intimidation. But go ahead.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you can go ahead. Well, do you want to ask me a techie question, and then I'll get into distribution? Or you want to make...
Well, is there anything else that someone need to know that's, you know, technically?
Sure.
Which computer is best to use? Which program should I use?
Sure.
How do I learn about the technical side of this?
Okay. Well, I'll give you the super free, you know, do it yourself sort of a thing. These days, the software that I like the most... If you're on a PC, I'm a big fan of the Sony software, which is Sony Vegas. They've got a movie studio, which is under $100. You can get it for probably $60, $70. And they give you a 30-day free trial. It's basically word processing with video. There's nothing significant to learn, and anyone can use it. And you can really produce professional quality video super fast and easy. So... I'll just say that that's number one. And in terms of learning how to use it, it comes with some nice tutorials. I'll give myself a little plug. I mean, that was the whole point of the Infomercial Toolkit. It was like how to make videos, how to write scripts, how to convince people, how to sell with video, and then how to use the software. So we have little training videos inside the product. But again, for the most part, if you just want to get started, you can learn the basics and what you need to know just using the built-in tutorials. Now, on the Macintosh, the product that I love right now more than anything, and just about every info marketer is using it, it's you can get free software. It comes with a Mac. It's called iMovie. I'm not a big fan of it. I find it counterintuitive. They tried to stupefy it in the last version. And then there's Final Cut, which is more of a professional tool. But the product that I like a lot is called ScreenFlow. And it lets you record your screen just like you would with a tool like Camtasia and narrate. So you can just, you know, use your built-in microphone if you want, or plug in an external microphone like a USB headset, which is about $25. But it will also record video. And you can either plug your camcorder right into your computer and shoot yourself talking to the computer, or you can record the screen and your video at the same time, or one or the other, and then you can edit too. And it's so easy to edit with it and produce a high quality professional product that I've been creating all my info products using ScreenFlow now. So you can record video, you can record audio, you can record your screen, and you don't have to do all of them if you don't want to. And it's got basic functions. It's not a high, you know, it's not like a bunch of special effects, but you can do most of what you need to do, and it's under $100.
Yeah, I have to give my thumbs up to ScreenFlow as well. We just got that recently, and it's unbelievable what you can do for under $100. I mean, you can make videos with that look like the whole Macintosh look with the reflections, and it just looks
beautiful.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. So I typically can churn out a high quality training video. I can do about 4.5 a day that are, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes long, and I'm making all my products now. So I've actually personally made the jump almost 100% back to the Mac. I've been kind of split, and I've used both platforms for many years. I was a PC programmer, I was a Mac programmer. And there's historically still been some stuff that I couldn't do as fast or as well on a Mac. But the software has gotten so good, and it's so stable now. And if you want to run PC software, you can use this product called either Parallels or VMware. It lets you install Windows, all the software, and it runs just like a PC. Apple comes with Macs come with some software from Apple called Bootcamp, which allows you to either run in Mac or PC mode. But the other products actually let you run both at the same time. So I actually run PC software on my Mac, and I use ScreenFlow to record the screen. So I kind of have got the best of both worlds. And ultimately, editing it and outputting it on the Mac is so simple. And if you want to make a DVD, it's like output the file, drag it onto a disc, and boom, you got yourself a professional-looking disc.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know? Yeah, it's really nice.
Great. So those are the basics. Let's talk a little bit about how you get your video out there.
Okay. Yeah, and ultimately, this is going to translate into getting traffic, because at the end of the day, here's what's important to every business owner. I want rankings. I want the search engines to know that I exist and have me positioned in, you know, Google's top 10, top 20, top 30. You know, obviously the top 10 is the sacred ground. And that takes some science and some working, but it's absolutely possible if you know what you're doing. Especially with video, because it's such popular content. And because it's popular, the search engines treat it with more value, more importance than text. Okay, so you already have a leg up when you're creating video content. And you have the benefit, like we had said before, of, you know, coming across as being real, knowledgeable, you're educational, you're informative. If you're likable, you own them. So now what you need to do is you want to get your video out to as many places as quickly as possible with the least amount of time and money. So here's what you can do. If you were going to do it manually, you could upload it to a bunch of video sites. And for your listeners, I can certainly provide a list of all the places to go to. But there's about 35 video sites that we think matter. And then you want to use social bookmarking to essentially link to your videos to as many social bookmarking sites as possible. Then you want to put your videos and links to them on social networks like MySpace, LinkedIn, Facebook. And then ideally you'd put your video and a little description on your blog. And that's another way to get traffic. And then you can take all of your little video clips and add them to a podcast feed, and then add your podcast feed to as many podcast directories as possible. Now, I know this is sounding overwhelming, but I promise I'm going to make it really
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, it's starting to sound a little complex.
But exactly. It's sort of like, holy cow. But basically, the whole idea in distribution is you want your stuff in as many places as possible, as quickly as possible, for the least amount of money, so it's easy to find your stuff. And if you're on as many of these places as possible, the search engines say, well, this guy's out there all over the place, must be important. And if you're on all these sites, they're considered authority sites by Google. So if you're in a lot of places that Google ranks high, that's going to help make it easier for you to be found and for you to show up and link. And better than that, if you're using a keyword phrase that people search for, so it's like how to save money on a plumber in San Diego or whatever it is, if that someone searches for that, what Google typically will do is it will give you results from each one of those different places. So you end up dominating entire keyword phrases, but from different videos or different content in lots of places. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know if you were going to mention this already, but having video show up in Google can be very cool because, you know, if there's seven listings and one of them's got a picture next to it, which is your video, that might tend to stand out a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly right. So what winds up happening then is doing this manually can take you hours, days, or even as much as a week to distribute a single video. And that's, you know, originally why I created Traffic Geyser, because I was paying someone to upload my videos because I saw such amazing results. I was getting, it was an accident at first. I was just trying to save money. And all once I was getting traffic from places I didn't know where it was coming from, but I saw a 25% bump on some of my sites. I'm like, what's going on? Well, it's because people are watching my video on these different sites, coming to my website. And I noticed that the people coming from the video sites were more likely to buy my stuff. So when they came over, they were already pre-qualified. They knew who I was, what I had to offer, what it would do for them. And then later on, I was actually creating training videos. Like for Traffic Geyser, we've got training videos that teach people all this video marketing stuff. And I give them away. I put them on all these sites. So people who watch the training videos are pre-qualified. They know what Traffic Geyser is. They know what it does. They know what it'll do for them. They see the results because I actually show them in real time what's happening. So I don't have to get past, their skepticism or cynicism. They're just ready to buy. And because they already know what it is and how it works, they don't end up using our support services. So, you know, to any business, what do you want more than anything? Ideally, it's someone who may have used a competitor's product, who's frustrated. They know what they want. They know what they've got realistic expectations, and they just buy your stuff. So in this case, that's the beauty of this, and I didn't talk about that from a content point of view, but if you have training material, any kind of stuff, you want to give that away. You want to teach people how to use you. So when they buy your stuff, you never hear from them again, except they just give you money every month. It sounds a little cynical, but I mean it with all sincerity.
In the best way possible.
Yeah, I mean it with love.
Of course. Now, talk a little bit about podcasting, because you mentioned that earlier, and I think it's something you know a thing or two about. How do you use podcasting with your video production?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question, and here's the best way of answering it is first of all the brief explanation of what a podcast is. Think of it kind of like either an autoresponder with videos or audios in it, or even PDF files. You can do ebooks in a podcast, but it's a collection of media objects that someone subscribes to, and they can either watch it on their computer. More and more now, you can watch it on some phones, on an iPod or a portable media device. And what happens is, so let's say we took our top 20 questions again, and we'd make a podcast out of it, and we'd call it Everything You Should Know About Hiring a Plumber, Everything You Should Know About Trademarks, Copyrights, and Patents. And what you do is when you submit your podcast to a podcast directory, these are places, they're not junky, they're hard to spam. It's hard to make spammy podcasts. So, you're dealing with content that's regarded as and seen as higher quality. The search engines treat podcast content with even higher value than videos. And you can automatically, absolutely free of charge, put your iTunes podcast in the iTunes directory. And the people who are searching around in iTunes, because all the podcasts there are actually manually approved by a human being, so most of the stuff that in there is in there is not junk. So if someone is listening to or watching your stuff in iTunes and listening to it on their iPod, they're going to be like, holy cow, this stuff's good.
Hmm.
They're going to have a high probability of coming to your site, and if they come to your site, they're ready to take action. And I've got gobs and gobs of proof, screenshot after screenshot of people who buy my product, how did you find out about us, saw your podcast on iTunes, all the time. For a little while, about 10% of our new customers were coming from iTunes in Traffic Geyser. And I sell a product for authors. If you type in write a book in iTunes, one of my podcasts shows up in there for one of my products. And, you know, I dominate that. I mean, I'm in the top listing if someone types in write a book. Great way to generate high-quality, pre-qualified customers.
Now, what about the technology there? Getting started creating a podcast, what do you need to know?
Okay, well, it really isn't any different than either using the little flip or getting a little microphone, plugging it into your computer, so you can either do audio or video. You could technically take a teleseminar. We could take this teleseminar and call it Everything You Need to Know About Building Traffic with Video and Podcasts, for example. And we take that audio, and there's software that'll create a podcast feed that you can, you know, you just search for make a podcast feed in Google and you can find it out. Once you have that little feed, all you do is you copy that, you go into iTunes and you say submit a podcast, paste it in, give it a name, and boom, within usually 24 to 48 hours, your podcast is live. So the technology, minimal. Everything that we talked about before, it's really just a matter of how it's packaged. And you just think of it, it's just like creating your own television channel, and every new audio or video is an episode. It's just like a new show.
Gotcha. Great.
So it's stupid simple. It really is.
So really, creating video and podcasting, these are very synergistic with each other.
Absolutely. In fact, it should be, if you're doing it right, you should be doing it at the same time. and treating it as just another spoke on the wheel. So, you know, your videos are going to get notified, and all you want to do, you just need to get your stuff out to as many places as quickly and cheaply as possible. It's no more complicated than that.
Fantastic. Okay, so I think we've reached that magic time where, will you just talk a little bit about Traffic Geyser? And, you know, you mentioned that you built it for yourself, but will you tell the story of how you built it and what it is? And, I mean, it's a ridiculously cheap, I mean, inexpensive, you know, to use service. I'm surprised you don't charge 10 times the money for it. But, and then just talk a little bit about what it is and how much it costs and how someone can take advantage of it.
Okay, yeah. Well, here's the quick pitch is it automates the process of distributing your media content to as many places as quickly and cheaply as possible. That with the sole purpose of getting you rankings, getting you search engine listings, getting you traffic, and ultimately getting you leads. So it allows you to take your video, submit automatically to 35 video sites, a dozen social bookmarking sites, I can't remember how many social networks, so that it varies all the time with whatever the new ones are. Unlimited user blogs. It automatically creates podcasts. It'll submit to podcast directories. And we have a couple features in there. So for someone who like has no technical knowledge, you can actually, we give you a toll-free phone number so you can leave a voicemail and turn that into a video or turn it into an audio podcast or a feed. We also have a tool, we call it a video lead page generator, so it'll actually just fill in the blanks and it'll make a web page for you with your video on it, and it will capture leads and either send people an email, you can subscribe them to an autoresponder, and the latest thing we just added is a feature where it will actually send someone a postcard or a greeting card with a gift attached to it. We're working with send out cards. So you can actually collect names and automatically follow up offline. Another really cool thing we added is a feature where we give you a WordPress plugin. So if you have your own blog, every time you create a new article or entry, it will log into Traffic Geyser and notify all of these sites that you have a new blog entry as well. So it's basically using all the same login information and notifying the social bookmarking sites and social networks for you. That's pretty cool. And we also added another feature, and this is a little bit trickier, and once you see what it does for you, it's pretty remarkable. But one of the challenges that we all have is whenever you're naming a video, that's what keywords you are essentially targeting. So if it's save money, let's say it's cheap plumber San Diego, for example. If someone types in low-cost plumber or affordable plumber, that listing won't necessarily show up. So what you want to do is you'd want to resubmit your video with different keywords. And of course, the more keywords that you show up in, you're essentially predicting what people are looking for. Sounds kind of complicated, and here's the rub. You can't just replicate, you know, content on the web without getting yourself in trouble. But with video, if you submit the same video and give it a different name, YouTube will say, it's a duplicate video. I'm not going to let you submit it. But what we do is actually recompress. We change the format of the video so it's seen as a different piece of content, and you can name it something different, and you can have Traffic Geyser resubmit the same video with a different name either an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now, a month from now. You can actually schedule your content. Or you could take any video and schedule it to be released anytime in the future. So basically what we've done is we've created not only an attention-getting distribution platform, but a list generation tool as well, and a way of actually capturing these leads, creating special offers. And, you know, the beautiful thing is you can test this out. We host everything, so there's nothing else to buy. We're just consolidating a whole bunch of functionality in one place, and it's less than $100 a month.
That's fantastic. If someone wanted to go check out Traffic Geyser and try it out, how would they find it?
So if you go to trafficgeyser.com, and we even have a couple other things. If someone needs a little help, we've got group coaching available. We've got one-on-one coaching, so you can actually work with a certified Traffic Geyser coach who will help you make your first slideshow video if you want, get it submitted, turn it into a podcast, create a lead page, And you can do all that inside of 60 to 90 minutes the first time around. The great thing is this is fast. It's easy to do. And you can literally be seeing some traffic, you know, within a couple hours of getting signed up. Sometimes even sooner if you already have some content. You know, I met with a woman this weekend who said, yeah, I work in the cruise business, and my brother has been shooting video for the Paul Gauguin, which is a really high-end, it's a beautiful cruise ship that goes to Tahiti and stuff like that. She said, do you think we can use Traffic Geyser for that? I'm like, God, you could just start your own travel channel, you know, a podcast.
Yeah.
You got all these places, these beautiful places. So if you have pre-existing content, you just take this content and just start uploading it like crazy. If you've got teleseminars, webinars, it can be turned into a video. Slideshow Creator just takes your audio and adds a picture, boom, send it out. So, you know, you can get creative with it, but again, just the simpler the better. Make stuff, give it a good name that people search for, answer their questions, build rapport, send them somewhere where they can give you their contact information and you can follow up automatically. It's no more complicated than that.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mike. I got about 3.5 pages of notes here. Great stuff. I learned some great things from you. So thank you very much for joining me, and I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.